This is the Mind Pilot Pain Resilience Exercise. Listening to this practice again and again, you can contact your natural capacity to soothe and nourish yourself, even when things are difficult. We'll be guiding our awareness through the body, using the breath to help us open to our experience in a friendly, gentle way. We'll be finding ways to access a sense of calm and stability, opening to what's happening in our minds and bodies as we bring awareness to our present moment experience. This is a time for you, so before you start, as best you can, arranging things so you can rest securely without interruptions, helping you be fully present with the exercise and open to the sources of strength and healing within yourself. So taking time to find a posture that's right for you. These instructions lead through the exercise lying down, but if you need to sit up, that's fine. Feel free to adapt them to what's best for you. It's a good idea to listen to the guidance on lying down posture, especially if you're carrying any kind of injury. On the floor, resting as comfortably as possible, supporting the neck and head with a cushion or pillow, and lying down on a bed or a soft mat, and resting securely on the floor. If you have lower back problems, it may help to place a bolster or pillow under the knees, or rest the feet on the floor with the knees up. Sitting on a chair, resting the feet firmly and feeling the contact with the floor. Resting the hands in a way that's comfortable. The exercise brings a sense of stillness, but if your condition means that you need to move, then feel free to do so. And noticing the breath flowing in and flowing out, feeling where the sensations are vivid for you. Feeling the breath in the tummy, rising and billowing up as the breath flows in, and floating down as the breath flows out. And on each out-breath, letting the body settle down, letting tension flow out, letting gravity take the weight of the body as it rests securely on the mat or the chair. Feeling the chest, gently rising and falling, and giving our full attention to the breath flowing in and flowing out as we rest and as we let go. Letting the breath flow freely and naturally as best we can, without forcing or controlling. Breath flowing in without effort, and letting the mind and body settle into the gentle flow of the breath. Feeling the whole body lying, breathing, resting with an open, gentle, tender awareness as the body settles fully on the floor. Not thinking about the body and the breath, just feeling them directly, feeling these sensations. Feeling the breath flowing in and flowing out, and how it moves the body. Noticing any thoughts coming into the mind. It's natural for thoughts to arise. And each time we notice thoughts, feeling how it is to let them go, gently guiding our awareness back to where we're focusing. And doing that again and again without judging ourselves. And if pain flares up as we're doing the exercise, you can stay with these instructions or take your awareness to those sensations if they're calling your attention. Letting the breath flow into those painful sensations and returning to the guidance when it's right for you. Whatever's happening in the present moment, even if it's difficult, it's enough to be present, here, now, in this moment, with all our experience, however it is. So feeling how the whole body is gently rocked as the breath flows in and flows out. Sensing the back moving against the floor as the breath moves in the body. And feeling the contact all along the back. Softening and opening in the core of the body that rests on the floor. Feeling the sensations of contact at the lower back and all along the curves of the mid-back, upper back, and shoulders. Feeling the breath in the whole back of the body and letting it massage and rock the body as it rests on the floor, gently flowing in and flowing out. Allowing ourselves to open more fully to these sensations, including any sense of tension, pain, or discomfort in the core of the body. Just breathing with these sensations. Letting the breath be gentle and kindly as we include these areas within our awareness. We aren't trying to change things, only to hold them tenderly in awareness. Feeling the chest rising and falling. Sensing the movement of the body against our clothing. Opening to the sensations in the rib cage and the lungs filling and emptying as the breath flows in and flows out. Riding on the waves of the breath. Letting the breath flow deeply into and out of the core of the body and staying with the movement of the breath. Noticing if you're drifting towards sleep. Not judging yourself, but remembering you're looking for moments of awareness and enjoying this opportunity to be more awake. Letting the breath flow down from the belly in our imagination into the thighs and calves and feet, both legs together. Sensing the toes, the whole of each foot, and the heels touching the floor. Feeling the feet as fully as we can. Feeling the contact of the legs with the floor along the calves and the contact of the skin with our clothing. If the sensations are indistinct, just noticing that. Coming up the legs, along the thighs, and experiencing all the sensations in the legs, inhabiting them with our awareness. Sensing what's there. Then connecting back to the tummy and the chest. Resting with a sense of the breath in the chest and the tummy. And taking our awareness down the arms. All the way down the upper arms, forearms and wrists, right into the hands and fingers. Feeling the pads of the fingers and noticing what they touch. feeling the fingers and thumbs, the backs of the hands, sensing the wrists, welcoming them into our awareness, opening to the sensations all the way up the forearms, the elbows, and the upper arms, right the way back to the shoulders. And resting once again in the core of the body, breath rising and falling, and opening to our experience as it is in this moment, opening with a sense of kindness for whatever's happening in our experience. Now taking our attention to the shoulders, the neck, the throat, sensing the support of the cushion beneath the neck, and bringing our awareness into the jaw and face, flowing into the muscles all around the mouth, into the cheeks, the eyes, and the muscles round the eyes, letting any tightness or tension peel away like wiping off makeup, leaving the whole face soft, natural, and natural face. Feeling the head resting on the cushion, the hair, the ears, the cranium. And feeling the breath in the whole body, massaged and soothed by its gentle rhythm, allowing difficult sensations to be present, letting the breath flow through them, gently including them in our awareness, letting our attention rest with these sensations. Notice tensing or resistance, acknowledging that this is a natural response, but softening any tightness as we breathe out. Sensing what's there, where these sensations are located, their shape, their edges, and breathing with these difficult sensations, letting the breath flow into them and around them, letting the breath be saturated with tenderness and kindliness as we breathe deeply into the body, open to all these sensations, seeing that they're continually changing, moment by moment, not fixed or solid, but part of the flow of our awareness. Feeling these fluid sensations as we rest in the breathing body, and letting the breath be gentle, tender, kindly. And noticing any thoughts that cluster around the pain. How long will this go on? Why is this happening to me? Noticing if you're tensing around your thoughts. It's natural for these thoughts to arise, so letting them be there too, as we rest and breathe. Now opening to the whole body, feeling the breath, massaging and soothing it. Resting with the natural flow of sensations. Noticing the flow of thoughts. And allowing ourselves these precious moments to just be with our experience, without fighting or tensing. Letting it be just as it is. Watching any painful sensations coming into being and passing away, moment by moment. And allowing the breath to be gentle, tender, and healing. Letting our experience of the body be just as it is. And letting the mind rest with the flow of the breath. We can stay for as long as we need in this way, just resting with this broad and kindly awareness of our breath and our body. Or if it's time to draw the practice to a close, becoming aware of the room, noticing sounds, sensing the light, and preparing to move in a way that supports the weight of the body and is right for us. Sensitive to how we are right now and staying connected to this broader awareness, forming an intention to carry it into the whole of our lives. Taking time over the transition, if we can. Moving carefully, especially if the body is tender, and supporting our weight as we get up.